Somewhere the sacred and conscious process leaned into the absurd. I mean, why not? They say that he often hiked 90 miles to his peyote fields and then hiked the same distance back with a 50-pound sack of buttons on his back, laughing and then howling. Absurd, but then consumed in the day. Chanting, always chanting. I mean, why not? They say the land is beautiful but unbearable. A scorched desert set in clouds, parched and arid. If you can imagine being annihilated by love, then this would have to be the place. But it would be a mutual annihilation. One of the young boys, you know, the children chew peyote too, spent days on end trying to lasso a butterfly. I mean, that's a pretty deep image when you think about it. I mean, it's funny at first, you know, funnier than a motherfucker. But then it's also just as deep, deeper really, when you consider that the butterfly is actually the first material intersection for the transmigration of the soul. It's not the idea, it's the real intersection. And that little boy was trying to lasso it. Now that's deep.